You're listening to the Farmyard Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Farmyard. It's a movement, have you heard? And our Patreon supporters.
Episode 12, Building the Healing Farm Community, with host Linda Borgie and guest Kai Cole, Tribe Architect.
Well, hello there. Linda Borgie here from Farmyard. It's a movement, have you heard? Here we go. Just another fabuloso episode of the Farmyard Podcast. Hope everyone that's listening is well and growing some food and benefiting not only with their eyes and their bellies, but their spirit as well. And I have to tell you, synchronicity is really something else. You know, as some of you know, I'm a grandmother and I'm 62, and I actually know how to spell the word labyrinth. Yes, and I know what the chakras are. Because those are all a part of, you know, this energy that we can't see, but yet it's there all the time. And I have, a BFF on the line, and her name is Kai Cole. And now this young woman has just been plopped into my life so recently, and with every minute I get to spend with her, 1 minute is more delicious than the next. So we will be doing episodes with Kai Cole, but I'm really looking forward to speaking with her because even though she's my BFF, right? I know very, very little about her. So we're going to find out about her right now. And I'm going to find out at the same time as you. How much fun is that? So Kai Cole, are you there, my dear one?
I am cracking up and we are so BFF.
Aren't we?
Thank you for having me. Yes.
Gotta tell you, it's so crazy. So, okay, my first question, the first thing I would love to know about you is where you grew up and where you went to grammar school, you know, that kind of stuff. What kind of a family, how many brothers and sisters, you know, that jazz. And then fast forward to Tribe Architect. Now that is a title, my dear. And may I just want the listeners to know that is Kai's title. She is a tribe architect, and I have never seen a tribe like this woman is gathering. So she's very good at this craft. So give us a little insight on how you became who you are right now.
That is such a lovely question and so well phrased. I grew up in South Orange, New Jersey, which is about a half an hour drive outside of New York City. Between there and Montclair, New Jersey, which is where I went to kindergarten, starting off at private school and then going into the public school system in South Orange, I was able to cultivate a lot of friends. And while I was there, I lived with my two brothers. I have two younger brothers. One of them is 5 years younger than I am, and the other is 14 years younger than I am.
Oh my goodness.
His name is Charlie, but to me, his nickname is Baby, because he will always be the baby.
Oh, God. So endearing. It's so interesting because my family, my grandmother's people, because back in the day, that's what you used to say, my people, my grandmother's people, landed from Italy in South Orange.
Wow.
And my daughter is the supervisor for special education for the city of Montclair.
Oh, my goodness.
And they live in Verona. I mean, it's just very, you know, there's an awful lot of BFF stuff happening, you know, just all these flares coming up one after another. So there you are. Now you're in Montclair, right, with your two brothers, Baby, who is Charlie. And what is the brother who's 5 years younger than you? What is his name?
His name is Dion, and he's a mechanical genius. He's been taking things apart since he was a toddler, and now he's putting them back together, finally.
Isn't that interesting? So you went to the Montclair school system.
I went to Immaculate Conception in Montclair, and then from there I went into South Orange's wonderful school system, Clinton Elementary, South Orange Middle School, and finally Columbia High School.
And what, during this whole time, did you have things that you really loved to do? What was your fancy?
Absolutely. And I was so happy that I found it early. My earliest memories were in kindergarten when we were playing in recess, and I decided that I didn't really want to go outside. It wasn't really my thing. I wanted to stay inside and play with the blocks. I was so interested in creating spaces and designing ways for people to be in them. I didn't want Barbie dolls, not one bit, but I did want a Barbie house just so I could figure out, you know, how everyone was going to live on the inside, what the quality of life would be, where the kitchen was going to be. That was my fascination.
From the age of 5.
Yes.
And how old are you today, my dear?
Today, I am the same age as your lovely Dan Dan, I believe, 32.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Look at that. So you've had all this time of investigation. So from the Montclair school system, right? From the Clinton High School, right?
Columbia High School. Yeah, in Maplewood, New Jersey.
Columbia High School. So where did you go to college?
Sure. I started off very early. At the end of my junior year, I realized that during my senior year, I was only going to be attending 2 classes because I had really acquired a major workload throughout my other high school years. And so I only had 2 classes left and I could graduate. So I went to college after junior year at NJIT. I took a Calc 3 and fluid dynamics. And I was like, wow, this is really, really neat. Now, how can I apply this to what I know my passion is to be? So after that, while I went to my first 2 classes at Columbia High School, the rest of the day was spent at Pratt Institute, where I started my fundamental classes for architecture school. And it was really, really neat. Not only the fact that I got to start, you know, investigating again with these spatial relationships, but that I got to go to New York City from South Orange. Just hopping on the train and being independent and going there was such a cool experience. My mom wasn't so happy that one day I came back with a small tattoo on my upper back. But, you know, what can we do?
I wish someone could film me right now, because all I'm doing is shaking my head. Seriously, NJIT, calculus? Was that calculus you said?
Yeah, calculus and fluid dynamics. They're pretty much the same.
I can't even spell those words. And then Pratt Institute. So how old were you when you graduated, and what did you major in? What was your major when you finally got out of college?
Yeah, so I came off with those few credits from NJIT and Pratt, and then I transferred them over to NYIT, that's New York Institute of Technology, where I went straight there, stayed there as a resident out in Central Islip, Long Island, and it was beautiful. I was just far enough away from home to really feel like I was on my own, but at the same time, I could go back and visit whenever I'd like for an hour and a half drive or a train. And I took up the really challenging major of architecture. And at that school, they have 2 different ways to approach the subject. You could have a bachelor's of science in architectural technology for 4 years, or you could go for the big one, the 5-year degree and receive a bachelor's of architecture. And that's what I went for. Very happy I made that choice.
You went for the big one. Gee, I can't imagine why. You're such a small thinker. You know, my goodness gracious. You see, folks, really, how long have we known each other? A month, 2 months?
Right, yeah.
That's it. And this, when I tell you, BFF. I mean BFF because we haven't even gotten to the good part yet. Okay, so now I want to, go fast forward right now, and I want you to go to, okay, now you meet Sam.
Ooh, okay.
Now, first we have to tell, I would like to tell people who Sam is.
Yes.
Sam is an aeronautical engineer. Is that correct, Kai?
I believe he's an airplane engineer.
Airplane.
He worked on airplane engines in the Israeli army.
Why don't you tell? This man has lived all over the world.
Yeah, South Africa, Israel, Paris, London. He's done it all.
And he had purchased 110 acres in, guess where, the Hudson Valley of New York. Now, there's irony once again, because that's where I was an urban farmer for 11 years, in the beautiful Hudson Valley of New York. So now you take it from here, Kai.
Sure. So I met Sam through his son. His son was having a wonderful, wonderful healing retreat at this 110-acre property. And I tell you, Linda, as soon as I got here, I had this overwhelming sensation that it felt like home. So I did everything that I could to make sure that I was present for every single event that they were planning. And I was. And through that, I was able to start to have a conversation with Sam and then develop a relationship that right now I can tell you we will never, ever forget. So we started to talk about my history, which I've just filled you in on. And he looked at me and he said, Kai, you know, this land has been here under my ownership for about 30 years and I haven't done anything with it. But let me tell you, you are the missing link to what it is that we're developing here. And ever since he said that to me, we've been working and working and working and working to turn it into this magnificent vision of so many things. I don't know where you want to start, Linda.
Well, where I want, when, now, when did this relationship begin? How long ago?
Sure. I met Sam literally a year ago. And
well,
we started our conversation.
It's really a very interesting situation all around. I mean, this is going to be, I feel, a Finn Torn of the United States. I feel that this is going to be the Omega Institute for everyone. Not for the ones that can only afford the ticket. That's not a judgment. And because of its location, I mean, really, with no traffic, it's an hour and 15 minutes from New York City.
Yeah.
And there's train transportation. And what's going to happen on this farm? Well. Number one, this farm is going to grow biodynamically using bioenergetic methods. Yeah. And they're going to make that available for sale. Yeah. So you could do that too. This farm is going to have yoga and Tai Chi. Right now they have baby goats and little peepers, you know, a barn. The barn is going to have a 20-foot stainless steel bar. They already have an indoor stage and an outdoor stage. So naturally, for all of my New York City peeps and my Connecticut peeps, you know, my Northeast buds, you know, the open house for this beautiful place is going to be July 31st through August the 6th. And let me tell you, I already have someone coming down from Maine.
So, wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have been myself personally devoted my life, my life's work, and everything that I've studied and everything that I've professed and everything that I've talked about for the last 30 years, I definitely could see it materializing in physical form on this property. And that's extremely, extremely thrilling for me because really, you know, it was a long time of me talking to people. And then, you know, after a while, you start to say, I can't be the only one reading this. There has to be someone other than me out there, you know, but actually never, ever stopping because I don't know. I don't know any better, but this is going to be a place for everyone, for children, for the disabled, for all of us, because you know what? As my father taught me, if you cut someone with a razor across their wrist, we all bleed red. So this is going to be a place for all of us, bar none. And that is so thrilling. And it's happening. I mean, it's just coming out of the earth. Right, Kai?
Absolutely. And literally, I can't wait until we make our plans to build a rocket mass heater, Linda. You can't understand how excited I am for such simplicity.
Well, we're going to do that. And we're going to do that as a workshop. And everybody's going to have their feet in cow dung, clay, and straw. And we'll make that cob. And then we'll have, you know, a beautiful bench in the wintertime to sit on because it'll be so toasty warm. And as well, I spoke with Stuart Lundy from Perennial Roots Farm just a little while ago via Facebook message. And you'll have a copy of that, Kai, because it was the one in which I introduced us, right? And what he's going to be able to do is for that week, if we would like a workshop, he could live stream it or we could Facebook live it, right? And he could teach us how to make an Oregon box to put our seeds in, to charge the seeds before we plant them.
So awesome. Oh, isn't, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy? And it's very, I asked him, I said, is it, he said, it's very inexpensive. And for the household garden, you'll find things around the house from scraps to build it out of. And, we'll be able to have a workshop that week if we have a TV screen and that kind of stuff, you know, and he'll teach us how to do that along with other workshops that he's crafting in his brain, as is my other co-founders of Farmyard, you know, because we want everyone to get this information. And that's why someone like Kai, I mean, you have to tell them about the radio station, Kai. Oh, my God.
Totally. So the radio station is a special part of the barn construction. And right now, I went to go and check on it a few hours ago. It looks like it's 90% complete.
Oh.
That week will be a very special week because it'll also be the launch of Healing Farm Radio.
This is crazy. Now, tell us a little bit more about Healing Farm Radio.
Absolutely, absolutely. So along my journey to actually arriving at the farm, one of my stops along the way was being a radio host in New York City. I still maintain that show today. And Linda, it was such a joy to have you as a guest a few weeks ago.
It was so much fun. I mean, Dan is such a doll. I mean, the team of interns that this organization has, they're to die for. One is just more delicious than the next. They're just, it's a what a team. I mean, you have constructed a Barbie house. I mean, you have really, seriously, you know, you have put all the puzzle pieces together. And, you know, it's really must feel very satisfying for you to be a connector.
It's new. It is very new for me. I was playing a superhero in my former life where I thought I could do everything myself. And it grew to be quite miserable at times because I had such high aspirations and even the blueprint to do it, but I didn't have a team to help me get there. And now I realize that adding the word tribe in front of architect was the most important thing I've ever done in my life and the most rewarding.
Well, that because we have a certain idea of what a tribe is. And it never brings us sorrow when we think of a tribe. You know, what is a tribe? You know, I think that's really important. And, you know, it's so interesting. It was a couple of months ago when I, but the last time I traveled to the Northeast to install my grandchildren's garden, right? My fairy godmother, Chris Itterman, who, I mean, I don't know what to say. This woman is just bizarrely crazy talented. You know, she told me about this new farm in New Hampton. So I came up and Chris took me over to the farm. And the first thing I do is sense for energy. And I really liked the energy that I felt. I really liked it. It was very delicious. It brought me back to my Block Island days when I had my 23 Lammy pies and my 50 Rhode Island Reds and my 2 milking cows. Brought me right back to when I was in my early 30s. And then I met Sam. And I have to tell you that this man reminded me so much of my father that still to this day I'm laughing, because there is nothing that's going to stop this operation from rocketing and taking place. And just that energy, and he was rough around the edges, just like me. It was really just very refreshing. So then I was invited to stay. They wanted to take me out to dinner, you know, but I was there to see my grandkids. So I declined, and Kai and I had a meeting on Zoom the Friday after I returned to Beaufort. And then a couple of days later, I get a phone call from Sam, and this is what Sam said. He said, "So, I only have one question for you." I said, "What's that, Sam?" He said, "What do I have to do to get you here now? Can I tell you something, dear girlfriend?" No one in my entire life has ever said that to me. And because I'm a grandmother and I have wisdom, I was going to just spell it right out. So, you know, number one was biodynamics. So what happens? Well, yeah, now we are going to be spraying biodynamically. And that week of the opening of, not the opening of the open house, I will bring my crystal toning bowl, and everyone who wants to can stir biodynamic preparations in that crown chakra bowl, and you could tone it as well. So there's going to be a lot of different energies entering, you know, during that week. So everything that I put on that list, though, thus far, including a tiny house community, is really just right there. So I have to tell you, when I tell people that know me that I am so excited because I'm going to get myself into a lot of trouble, they say, "Uh-oh," because they know exactly what that means.
If this is wrong, Linda, I don't want to be right.
You're right. I mean, you know, Kai is muting her microphone when she's going in and out. But Kai, do have the listeners listen to the little peepers for a minute.
Absolutely. Our chicken here is joining us, 5 weeks old and so adorable.
How many are, tell us all the livestock you have on the property.
Sure. We have 6 goats and 1 new addition within the last week. So that's 7 goats total. And we have 70 chickens plus the one here on my arm. And hopefully we'll have more. We've just talked about acquiring a few cats yesterday, and we will see what transpires from there. Oh, and we can't forget our lovely duck.
That's correct. That duck needs a friend.
Yes, many.
Tell Sam, that duck needs a friend. And I am investigating the hairy cows with the big horns for the cow poop because, you know, biodynamics, we need a pooper we can call our own.
Absolutely.
So it's really exciting, my dear. Very, very exciting. I mean, this young lady conducts meetings every Wednesday for this team. And because I do, you know, those of you that don't know me, I come from a corporate background. I come from a business background, managing 26 Costco wholesale locations in six states, and a controller of a public utility. That I really like when things are run in a certain way with an agenda. And boy, every meeting I participate in, I mean, you know, it's just very well designed, my dear. Pratt. Oh my goodness gracious. South Orange. Oh boy, my grandmother's smiling right now. God bless her soul.
I love, love, love the synchronicities, Linda.
It's beautiful. So, my dear, what I would like to do is invite you back in the fall so that you can then tell us what's happening on the farm in the fall. And if you could do me a favor and just shoot me over via email some photos or video or anything that you would like the listeners to see, and I'll make sure it all goes into the show notes.
Excellent. I am so happy to.
That is wonderful. Well, thanks so much, my dear. I am going to see you in a couple of weeks. Oh, my goodness. And to make the pot even sweeter, I am arriving to that farm on a Monday after my son has gotten married the Saturday before. So I'm going to have like a Saturday wedding, Sunday brunch, and then I'll be at the farm for a week. Boy, I've done something right in my life. I'm so happy about karma, you know.
Yes, and we're so excited, Linda, to have you.
Oh, it's just been, I don't want to say a dream come true because it's not about, it is about dreaming. But one thing that I have learned in my lifetime is this. Is that the most important thing that I can do is focus my intent in the areas of my ecstasy and not in the areas of my agony. Now, I'll tell you flat out that do I remember it all the time? No. But as I've gotten older, the time that I forget it is getting a lot less, and the things that I am intending are a lot larger, like food and water, everyone, every day. And as a farmer, you know, I understand very well that every seed will germinate at its own rate in its own time. And because of that, each and every one of us is just one seed away. So that's all for now, Brown Cow. Thank you so much, Kai Cole.
Thank you, Linda. Lots of love and so much appreciation and gratitude for you.
Oh, right back at you, BFF. I'll catch everyone on the flip side. And until then, go farm your yard.
Next on the Farm Yard Podcast, creating pollinator-friendly lawns, with host Linda Borgi and guest Leslie Inman. This podcast is community supported. We thank everyone for tuning in, and a special thank you goes out to all our Patreon supporters. If you enjoy our content, please subscribe and share. You can help support us through Farm Yard, all one word, on patreon.com.